And we're live. Listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. Wow, that song was not as long as I thought. So I did start playing another version of Anarchy in the UK, only to realize it was a really dumb live version. So apologies to anyone who liked that live version, but that's gone. That's gone. I'm Zach Going. This is Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Different Chris than the Chris who hosts Strike the Box, which is coming up next hour, I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
I don't check my email as often as I should. it angers me. You're a teacher. You probably understand. Like, are you bombarded with like 30 administrative emails a day?
I do get a lot of administrative emails, like the whole district ones, mm-hmm. school individual ones.
Yeah,
teach Erica and I all like connect through text, so I constantly get texts all day.
Then honestly, that works for me, because what I've realized in the past, like, I want to say 8 months, I've realized this. There is nothing that angers me more, like makes me viscerally angry, than like the feeling of my phone buzzing in my pocket repeatedly. Like, I hate it. Like, it will start buzzing. Like, one buzz will like make me a little angry, but like 10 buzzes in a row makes me like want to take it and throw it to the ground. Like, I mean, do you feel this?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. In any situation, like, I have a group Facebook message with my friends.
It's the worst.
That's like, and I'm constantly like, I'll be at a movie and I'll be getting like bombarded with messages in that. I'm like, I'm trying to watch this movie. I can't really do anything.
Yeah. Like, I hate, if there's one thing I hate about the 21st century, or like, you know, the second decade of the 21st century.
Man, this is millennial problems at its finest, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. You're the millennial. I'm Gen Z.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah.
He says, hitting his chest, being like, Gen Z. Although I think you're also, you were only born in 95?
94.
94. So.
I am a millennial, according to all accounts.
If 95 is like the...
The cutoff.
The fulcrum there.
I've had this conversation with... Apparently there's this new sub-generation that's come up. I've had it with had this conversation with a coworker of mine who was born in 83. And, like, the millennial generation is often said to go from 80 to 95.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 83. He's like, no, apparently there's this subgroup from, like, 1980 to 1984. Of older millennials called Xennials. Like, the midpoint of Gen X.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I agree. You're a millennial.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, the first thing we have to do is, like, recognize that it's a social construct and that it means nothing.
Oh, it's so dumb.
Right? Like, it actually means nothing. But I think it, you know... There is a general trend you could probably get from people who were turning 20 in the new millennium,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, and like, that's the whole point of, like, you know, people who were, like, later adolescents during the turn of the century is the argument of, oh, these are the Xennials.
Yeah, so were you conscious, like, at a time before there were computers?
Yeah, and
right?
That's a huge turning point in history.
Like, and I think the difference with like Gen Zers now, right, is that like we were not conscious of a time like really before cell phones. Like, we were kind of, right? Like, there was that period before 2007
where
smartphones didn't exist.
Yeah.
But like, we weren't really conscious, because at most we were like 12 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's... 2007, I mean, like 95, it'd be about 12 years old.
And with millennials, I think it's basically the same thing, but basically like the personal computer.
Mm-hmm. I hardly remember a time without knowing how to use the internet. And like, I'm a later millennial.
That was a weird question I got the other day from somebody. Was someone asked me, when was I first allowed to use the computer? And I do not know. Like,
I question can't remember a time where I...
Yeah. Question to Lisa and Sean Going, when was I first allowed to use the internet? I'm assuming it was probably like to go on nick.com, you know? Like, and I had to ask my parents' permission.
They always said that in the commercials too. Ask your parents' permission before going to nick.com.
But like, which, so responsible. Yes. Good job, Nickelodeon.
Great job, Nickelodeon.
People were so anxious about the internet.
Haven't
back then.
Done a lot of great things since, but good job then.
But very quickly that transitioned into me, like, using the internet.
Mm.
Like, using the internet. which was probably like in the form of like games and stuff like
that. Yeah, no, playing games on Nickelodeon.com.
Yeah, but then it transitioned into like I learned how to use Wikipedia, you know, somehow. And like I think the moment that I like learned how to use Wikipedia was like the moment where I was like, oh, like I can surf the web for mm-hmm. anything.
Yeah.
You know, surf the web is the weirdest phrase.
Speaking of like just weird phrases on this topic, you've ever watched like those older like computer like instruction videos?
500 megabytes, yeah.
Don't copy that floppy, one of my favorite ones. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I've never seen oh, don't copy that floppy.
When we go to music, you'll have to watch that.
Okay.
But, it is fantastic. Just watching, like, and those are only 20 to 20, like, they're as old as I am, and just to see how outdated they are, and we've lost so much great lingo when it comes to, like, computer, surf the web, the net, like, things like that. I want to bring back the net. Like, using the net.
The net. Which is, like, kind of a better, like, I feel like we sometimes think that the internet is something that is just kind of, like, omnipresent, when in reality, like, you know, the cloud. When we call the internet the cloud, it makes people think that, like, the internet is everywhere, when in reality, the internet is located in, like, very specific areas.
Oh, yeah, it's,
you know, it's being server stations.
Yeah, it's not floating amongst us in the ether.
Like, Wikipedia physically exists somewhere.
Yeah.
Is the funny thing about Wikipedia, right? Like, you think, oh, the digital encyclopedia, it doesn't really exist. No. It is like a warehouse full of servers. You know, well, multiple warehouses full of servers. Aren't they like in Australia or something? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never actually looked up the actual setting of where Wikipedia comes from.
Yeah. Or like, I've gotten Facebook server stations exist, yeah, right?
I've gotten the ads for Wikipedia, like, donate money. I'm like, no way. Mm-hmm. But I can't tell where they're from based on those.
My website is like, wow, how did I have no idea why I just opened up all of my old tabs. But like, my website, like, is stored somewhere. I have no idea where, right? But my website, zachgoing.com, is physically somewhere.
Little plug for the website.
Yeah, little plug for the website. If you want, there's a little page for the Astro Hour, a little page for my bio, and a little page for projects that I do. Ooh! I think we'll go into some more music, but that's some good banter there.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that.
Strong start to my last appearance.
Strong start. Oh, yeah, this is Chris's last appearance.
Probably.
Should have mentioned that. Yeah, probably. Unless you jump on in like May or something.
Yeah, unless
or
I take a personal day in May and I come on a weird random Thursday.
I remember, I think when you first started coming on the show, you started photoshopping.
Oh, yes.
And I remember the one of me as your boss firing you.
Carrying the boxes.
Yeah.
We can put these up on At the Astro Hour.
Wow, Twitter handle. I do not talk about At the Astro Hour anymore.
I just don't
care enough to
keep the Twitter post updated.
Here's a song.
Can you see me? Why can't
You know, the thing I love about that one, I don't know if you caught it. It's like very subtle, but I love it, is that like when they're in that like vocal breakdown at the end, where they're like, there's like a guitar, an electric guitar in the background that's Joe Stone. It's so good. Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's cool.
That was The Clash with I Fought the Law live off of the album From Here to Eternity, which is the first Clash album I actually listened to. And I was obsessed with it in high school. Like junior year of high school, I only listened to The Clash's From Here to Eternity like for like 2 months.
I was just saying to you, I'm really glad that you didn't play the Green Day version.
Yeah. We've got some in the topic of... So, okay, actually, wait. So first of all, the Green Day version, I'm glad that they did that, because what Green Day, I think, needs is like to be electrocuted by their roots, you know? That's what I don't really like about Green Day, is they seem kind of like full of themselves, and they seem like they're kind of out of history. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I totally get what you're saying.
You know, like I love an artist that does a lot of covers, because it like shows to me that they're like aware of their musical lineage, you know, like they know where their music comes from. And Green Day to me seems like a band that doesn't know where they come from.
Yeah. It's hard for me to explain because, like old Green Day, enjoy.
Yeah.
And then modern, I don't know what it was, just something flipped with them, and it's just not great.
They got stadium-y very quickly, and I don't really know when they got as popular as they are. I don't even know if they are popular anymore. Yeah. Like, they had this weird, like, surge. That being said, though, I know for certain that, like, if Green Day... Like, I don't know if they tour. Like,
I remember the last thing I remember from them was Billy Joe Armstrong having a massive like meltdown.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like the iHeartRadio stage or whatever.
Yeah, that was a while ago though.
Yeah, that was like almost 4 years ago, I think.
I'm just very confident in the fact though that like if Green Day like booked a stadium, they'd fill the stadium.
See that. If Green Day is headlining a Gillette Stadium, you really think they're going to fill Gillette Stadium?
Yeah, I do, which is weird.
So what the question is it like an anniversary tour? Like, it's the Dookie 30th anniversary tour in 2022?
I think Green Day books Gillette, Green Day fills Gillette. Like, I think that's, like, in the same weird way that, like...
You're talking, like, Taylor Swift levels of popularity. Taylor Swift fills Gillette. You're talking, like... One Direction fills Gillette.
They could fill three nights at the Garden.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Like three consecutive
but
nights at the Garden.
But that's the thing, like, you have a band like that or Blink 182, they tour and they hit Mansfield.
Yeah.
Which, how many does that fill? Or how many is that at capacity?
I have no idea.
12, maybe?
I think so. I was going to say like 11. So
11
like,
or 12,000, yeah, somewhere in there. I mean, that's a capacity, I mean... Blink 182 sells that out, no problem.
Uh-huh.
Does Blink 182? I mean, the Garden's how many seats at that point? And that's with floor seating added in. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, in there, that's the thing. It's you're talking about like the most popular musicians in the world filling Gillette Stadium.
Gillette's seating capacity is 66.
Mm-hmm. And. Well, that's a lot of people, Zach.
Yeah, but that's still... It's going to be less for a concert. It's going to be probably like 50.
Because
you have to actually put in a stage, right? And like, have you seen like the Taylor Swift concert film? I just watched it the other day.
I have not. I can honestly say I have never seen the Taylor Swift concert film.
Yeah, so I don't give like anything about it, right? Mm-hmm. But I watched it. Or which parts of it? And first of all, it's a very spectacular spectacle. Spectacular spectacle. It's a very impressive. It's a very impressive spectacle.
Spectacular spectacle.
It's like it's huge and like it's very well done. And you're like, okay, this is pretty cool. But
oh, here comes the but.
It is a lot. It's a big. Like you can't imagine anyone would have like a really like good concert experience there. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're like watching it and you're like, this is huge, but like, she's only this tall of a person, or like a human sized person.
Bad radio. Right?
And you're like a long ways away and the stage is huge. It's like, how much are you really enjoying this?
I've been to one concert at Gillette and you can't see. I was sitting up in the nosebleeds. You can't see anything.
I've never been to a concert in July.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I saw JT and Jay-Z at Fenway, which I think...
One of the crazier concert experiences of Zach Gowing's life.
It was awesome. that was my sophomore year of high school, I think. Fenway is 37.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
So that's about half of Gillette.
Yeah. If not, actually, probably once you like work in the stage, it probably is half of Gillette.
Mm-hmm.
I think Green Day could easily sell out Fenway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's a question. But like, regardless, like let's leave Gillette. Like, the fact that they could easily sell out Fenway, I think.
Probably.
I think they could sell out Fenway.
37 is still a lot of people.
If it was like their only concert in like New England.
Yeah. I guess if they're touring... that's the thing. Like, now you have all these acts that are touring not now because it's happened forever, but now, like, they're coming up in these big anniversaries, like 25 mm-hmm. years of this album or mm-hmm. 20 years of this album or 15 of this. Like, those concerts, like, when they play the whole album back to front. Like, mm-hmm. I went to see Third Eye Blind.
Yeah.
I think it was two summers ago when they were touring the 20th anniversary of their self-titled debut, which was a huge album in 97. Mm-hmm. And... I don't know if they sold out any of the stadiums, and Third Eye Blind was huge.
Yeah.
At their time.
Yeah, that's fair, but I also think, I would expect Green Day to be at that level, but I think they aren't. Mm-hmm. I think they're above that. You know? Like, and I'm not saying I like that, mm-hmm. but there is like a weird, like somewhere they broke into like pop, and by pop, I don't mean like the genre, I mean like the like status,
yeah, where they became a popular music act.
Yeah, they became popular music.
You got to think when they really hit their stride in the mid '90s, late '90s, and even early 2000s, mm-hmm. like pop punk music was huge. I mean, you think of Green Day, Blink 182, Sum 41, to a lesser extent. Like, those bands were like popular music played on MTV and whatnot.
Yeah,
nowadays, I mean, people would go for the nostalgia of it.
Yeah.
But...
like, well, I just think, like...
I guess it also would depend on the cost. And then, sorry, yeah, I guess it would also depend on the cost of the show, because I guess there's a certain, like, cap put on going to see a nostalgia act.
Yeah, I would say if, like... there are a lot of people who probably wouldn't pay more than, like, $60 to see Green Day, right?
Yeah.
But I think there were a lot of people who'd pay $50 to see Green Day.
Yeah, I mean, there's right now, there's only one band that I would pay an exorbitant amount of money to go see.
Which is?
In Angels and Airwaves.
Oh, okay.
Because...
that's gross.
Tom DeLonge has not so toured them in years.
Yeah, that's because he's insane.
Hey, Tom DeLonge is my president. I will stand by him.
As a final word on this topic, which has become a ramble, like, I just think...
Yeah, where did we go on that?
If a child... if someone's first CD... was the Third Eye Blind self-titled album.
Mm-hmm. And I loved that album.
They're an alternative kid. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't have popular music taste. They have alternative music taste.
What are you trying to say about me, Zach?
No, if that was your first CD. Like I mean physically, like, if this is the first CD that you went to...
I have the first CD. I was three. I have the first CD. I don't know if it wasn't the first one I bought.
Like, you went to, like, Radio Shack and bought... like, with your allowance, like, or not radio. I don't know where people bought CDs.
Sam Goody?
If you went to a CD store and, like, bought the Third Eye Blind self-titled album as, like, your first CD, you have, like, alternative music taste. But I know so many people my age and, like, people, like up to, like, 6 or 7 years older than me, right? Mm-hmm. Who's, like, first and, in some cases, last CD that they bought was American Idiot, right? Like, I know so many people like that, and they aren't people with, like, alternative music tastes, right? Like, these are people with, like, a normal music taste, like, who, like, their first CD they bought was,
like,
American Idiot.
I don't like these that word normal there. I don't like to use the word normal, like,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't want to call it normal either. Like, a popular music taste,
yeah. Yeah.
You know? Like, alternative's not their scene, you know?
Yeah, it's not their scene, man.
So, and I think that speaks to something about, like, how Green Day was able to break out, you know? And no one owns a Blink-182 album.
I own several on vinyl and CD.
No, like, normal person owns a Blink-182 album.
I really don't like your use of the word normal here.
So, on to the topic of a band who had some old stuff and now has some new stuff, but in this case, the band has good new stuff. Here is some Weezer.
Pharaoh, the
And now, a special message that will play in just one moment after I get my backtrack ready. There we go. There's a nice backtrack.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may be thinking, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you, so if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Wow, that was good. That was a really good one.
And now, another special announcement. Here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that's 9 musicians. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 for Live Music Day, Saturday, May 4th. That's fun.
That's really good.
Yeah. Such artists will include Will Daly, Boston's favorite. Is it? I don't really know what favorite son means, but sure. Yeah. Will Daly, Boston's favorite son. And a band whose name is 62 Ghosts.
How are they all going to fit?
That's a lot of ghosts. Yeah. Well, ghosts don't take up space. Oh, right? Yeah.
They can't impede one another, I guess.
Yeah. Wait, I had a joke song for that. Yeah, I had the. We'll put that on the background while we're talking.
Is it DuckTales?
What?
Is it DuckTales?
No.
Oh.
No, it's Grim Grinning Ghost, the song from The Haunted Mansion.
Oh, I was just going to do some, like, callbacks, you know?
Woo!
Woo!
DuckTales.
Duckland.
Boo!
Boo!
You know, while Grim Grinning Ghost is playing, and eventually I will get annoyed with it and shut it off, so enjoy it while it is. Chris... Wait, we'll let it play out for a sec.
Is this Boris Karloff? Through
the hall. I actually don't know who it is. Candlelights flicker. That's like a great... Probably not. It's probably just a random narrator.
Yeah, his best Boris Karloff impression. When
ghosts who narrated...
Practicing their great radio. With
ghoulish delight. This is great radio.
Yeah.
It's Disney. Paul Frees.
Oh, so not Boris Karloff.
Not Boris Karloff. Boris Karloff a la The Mummy or a la Frankenstein?
A la The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Oh. Gosh, this is so good. Okay.
Yeah,
bye-bye, Disney. I love Disney. Chris informed me that he might be applying for a job in a fancy school district that will remain nameless. I don't know if you want me to say the name of the district, so I'm just going to leave it out.
No.
Needless to say, it's fancy. So, Chris... would you rather take the how fancy are your tastes though BuzzFeed quiz or the are you trashy or classy BuzzFeed quiz?
Trashy or classy, let's go.
Pick a breakfast. Avocado toast, medley of sausages, oatmeal, or several candy canes.
Medley of sausages.
Medley of sausages. Pick a snack. Carrots. Hard-boiled egg, lobster, or a handful of ketchup.
Wait, what was the second one?
Hard-boiled eggs.
Wait, a handful of ketchup.
Handful of ketchup. Something tells me I know where this is headed. Pick a lunch. Grilled cheese, salad, 30 shrimp, or meat salad.
I'm going to go with the first one.
You're going to go with grilled cheese?
Sure.
Over meat salad? Pick a dinner. Wow, this is very repetitive. Chicken, macaroni and cheese, sushi, or the soul of a child?
You know, the soul of a child is considered a delicacy in some countries, so I think I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, well, you are a teacher. Pick a dessert. Flourless chocolate cake.
Ugh.
Bag of marshmallows. Square of dark chocolate or a cheese plate.
So there's no second soul of a child?
No.
Ah, man.
The closest thing to that is probably the cheese plate.
I'm going to go with a bag of marshmallows. The whole bag of marshmallows.
Pick a drink. Tea.
Nope.
Champagne.
Nope.
Seltzer. And nacho cheese.
I guess of the four, it'd be nacho cheese.
Yeah, I don't really like seltzer that much either.
Neither. Neither do I.
Pick a pizza topping. Mushrooms.
Nope.
Extra cheese. Mm. Basil. Mm-mm. And gold. Have you ever seen gold on a pizza?
No.
It
is there an image of it?
Gross. Oh, well, it's just gold flakes. But let me find a gold pizza.
I'm going to go with gold as my answer. I feel like I know where this is going to go, and I'm okay with where it's going to end up at the end of this quiz.
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to go with gold.
You can put gold leaf on anything. So, like, that is...
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can just, like, cover it. Yeah. People put gold leaf on all kinds of stuff. All right,
gold. I would say extra cheese, but I'm going gold.
You got trashy.
Yes.
You're not pretentious or stuck up. You're fun and cool. People like being around you because they know you can be they can be themselves.
People enjoy my company, I have to say.
You know what's really important in life, and you don't want to waste time judging people for things that don't matter.
You know, they made trashy sound a lot more of like a good thing.
That's nice. Yeah, you wanted the handful of ketchup.
Yeah.
So the other one is interesting because the other one's more of a quiz, and I like it. So we're going to do it.
Let's do it.
How fancy are your tastes, though? Which palace is the official resident?
Before, they have the word though. Okay. Yeah, they have the word though in the title.
Yes. The official title of this quiz is How Fancy Are Your Tastes Though?
Mm-hmm.
Question mark. No comma or anything in there. It's just how fancy are your tastes though.
I feel like that's grammatically incorrect.
Question one. Hold on. I need like some dramatic like quiz music.
I'm glad you're away from the microphone when you did that because that would have hurt my ears.
Quiz music.
Can we just do like the Family Feud theme or do we have to log that?
Family Feud theme. I'm graduating. I don't care.
Or Jeopardy. Jeopardy. No, not Jeopardy. Double Dare.
I don't know if I can get the Double Dare theme on here.
You can get it on YouTube.
I can get Jeopardy. Here we go.
I prefer Family Feud.
Which palace is the official residence of the British royal family? Buckingham, Windsor, Oxford, or Lexington?
Buckingham Palace.
Correct!
Nice.
Which of these purses is Chanel? There are four purses.
Jeez, I don't know. I'm going to go with the top right. Incorrect. The bottom left was my next guess.
I don't care. Which of these is caviar? It's pictures of things that look like caviar.
Go with the one on the left.
You're going to go with the left? That is incorrect.
I've never seen caviar. You know,
photo on the left is sago. I don't know what sago is.
I started off really well with that one, and then I did not do as well in these next two.
How do you pronounce that word?
I have no clue.
Wagyu beef? Wagyu? I guess I'm not
fancy. Anyone want to call in and tell us how to pronounce that? Please don't.
A fillet of rare Amazonian fish. B, meat from specific breeds of Japanese cattle. C, a type of mushroom. Or D, a special cut of steak that's very hard to attain.
I'm going to go with B.
Yes, that is correct.
Sweet.
What is a dress code? A rule that says you must wear a suit to an event. B, a passing trend. C, a general guideline for how to dress for a specific occasion. Or D, a secret message you send by wearing certain clothes.
C is
correct.
That's fancy.
That's fancy.
Like most like trashy nightclubs have a dress code.
You're at a super fancy restaurant and your spoon falls on the ground. According to basic etiquette, what do you do? A, wait for someone at the table to offer you their spoon. B, pick it up from the floor as discreetly as possible. C, ask the waiter for a new one. Or D, get up from the table and pick it up.
I'm going to go with C.
That's what I would say too, and that is correct.
Yes. All right.
What is Prosecco?
It's a type of wine, isn't it?
This drink, an Italian wine, usually sparkling, a type of wine that's not sweet, syrup used in cocktails.
I'm going to go with the Italian wine, usually sparkling.
That is correct.
Yes. All right. I'm getting fancy.
It's your grandma's birthday and you're serving dinner. Who gets served first? Your grandma, since it's her birthday. Your grandma, because she's the oldest. You serve yourself first, or whoever is closest.
I'd say grandma, because she's the oldest.
That is incorrect. It's because it's her birthday.
Well, Italians have it different.
You got 5 out of 8 right. You are kind of fancy.
I'm slightly fancy.
You're slightly fancy.
But also I'm trashy.
You scored 29% better than 29% of the quiz takers.
That's
You're good? In the 29th percentile.
Is that better than average?
For fanciness.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm trashy and I'm slightly fancy, so...
I think it's a little below, because you scored higher than 29% of...
I'm also slightly fancy, but mostly trashy.
Take it as a compliment.
Listen, I grew up in Medford. It's fine.
Yo, same. Here's a song by Spoon.
Ooh.
No, wait.
No, here it is. We get high in back seats of cars. We break into mobile homes. We go to sleep to shake a pill. But we wake up on our own. And that's still where we get by. So where we get by. All that's the way we get by. So where we get by.
This ain't no party. This ain't no.
And we're back.
I was going to say, I didn't hear it at all.
We didn't say anything.
You can't let the magic behind the camera.
That was The Way We Get By Spoon, followed by the Staple Sisters covering Life During Wartime by the Talking Heads, which is a cover I discovered maybe a couple months ago and have been in love with since. So there you go. This is Chris's last episode on this show. He's been on a couple times over the previous summers.
A couple times. I'd like to think at one point I reached
a big handful of times. Like I would say up to 20.
At least two scoops of times.
Yeah, like, two, like the amount two of
raisins
handfuls
in your raisin bran. I had two scoops of times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else is in raisin bran?
Bran.
Oh. I don't really know what bran is, to be totally honest, other than the kid in the wheelchair in Game of Thrones.
I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I would.
What?
So here's the thing. Everybody's like, oh, you contrarian.
No, it's not good. I mean, like, so.
I tell people, I'm like, I don't watch Game of Thrones. It's because I didn't have HBO, like, as a growing up. I never had it in my house. Mm-hmm. So, like, by the time everybody was into it, I was like, I don't have HBO, so I can't watch it. Mm-hmm. And, so I just unfortunately have never seen it, and all my friends love it and they keep talking about it. I'm like, I have no clue what you're talking about. Enjoy it, but I don't know.
Go off, do your thing. It is kind of fun to like, I'm a big believer that, like, being cynical about, like, cultural things is, like, kind of pointless sometimes. Yeah. And, like, not fun. Like, it leads to, like, people being awful people.
Hating things for the sake of hating things because other people like them is not a healthy lifestyle.
I hate that. But yes. But I think it's also very refreshing and, like, kind of an important part of self-care to just be like, there's this cultural thing going on right now, and I'm just not going to get involved.
That was me with Breaking Bad. Everybody loved Breaking Bad. I've never seen it. I didn't want to watch it.
Again,
you do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to watch it.
I stepped back. So I watched all of Breaking Bad because I felt like I needed to, and I didn't have a good time, and it ended up like it just wasn't my thing, and I felt like I wasted a bunch of time, and I was like, you know, I don't need to do this again. Game of Thrones I liked because I, like, watched it, and I was like, this
is real
good.
We got here off of a raisin bran comment, by the way.
No, fine by me. Like,
all this Game of Thrones, all this started from raisin bran.
This is how the banter works. This is good banter.
Yes.
For good this bands. Reason. Good bands. You know, music and banter, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about.
You know, it started off as a space show, didn't it?
You know, my original... I don't know what my intention was for the show. I was watching a lot of Maddow at the time. And so I think I wanted it to be like a third music and a third like me talking about the Muppets and like a third me imitating Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, the Muppets were big at that point.
The Maddow thing definitely fell away.
Did your infatuation with the Muppets come from, like, the Jack White aspect of it, or?
No, although that was just a really beautiful, like, I've always been infatuated with the Muppets, but that was a beautiful, like, coalescing of things that I love when Jack White was on that Muppet show, which, by the way, underrated Muppet show. So good. Like, I think that was my freshman year of college.
Didn't it last, like, one season?
Lasted a season, and they changed showrunners halfway through.
Yeah, it's not a way to be successful.
It's a really bad sign if a show has to change showrunners at any point. But like, if you do it halfway through your first season, it's real bad.
Yeah.
This show never changed showrunners. This is season 7.
Season 7
of the Astro Hour.
Final season.
The final season. I kind of fudged the numbers a little bit to make sure that my last season was season 7. Like I counted like
you wanted 6 seasons of a movie.
Summer. Yeah. Well, no, I wanted 7 seasons to be like Buffy and the good seasons of The Office and The West Wing. Season 8's terrible. Season 9 is better than season 8.
Yeah, season 9 is bad. Season 9's finale was great.
Season 9's finale is awesome, but like, remember the stuff with the cameraman?
Yo, Brian, messed the cameraman?
Up. Ugh. Dumb. Ugh. Dumb ugh. Writing.
Gross, Brian. Get out of here. Go.
Just a reminder that on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that's 9 bands.
Mm-hmm.
Live Music Day, WMFO 91.5, Saturday, May 4th. Just, you know, as a nice...
9 bands and 62 ghosts.
9 bands and 62 ghosts! That is... Okay, I was walking past a Gannis the other day.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I know you wanted to take this time to reminisce,
no,
but I feel
fine.
Like this is better
let's
than reminiscing.
Do this.
I was walking by a Gannis the other day, and there was a boy band playing.
Okay.
And this was the first time like that I genuinely felt old.
Before you continue, like a boy band performing live?
Yeah.
In front of a Gannis?
No, they were going to be performing in a Gannis that day.
Okay.
I was walking by a Gannis at like 4 p.m. and the show was at like 7, and there was a line like blocks out the door, all of like 12-year-old girls wearing shirts for the band. And the band's name...
Depending on who it is, because of the age group I teach, I may know this group.
You probably do, but I had never heard of it before, and it was selling out a Gannis, and I was like, what is this? Why Don't We is the name of the band?
I no clue who that
Why
is.
Why Don't We?
Don't We What?
Exactly. And it got me thinking, like, in 100 years, are the band names just going to be ridiculous? Because like they'll all have been taken at that point. Because if we're already at Why Don't We, like now, it like I have no idea what
you
it's
are
going
running
to be.
Out of names.
It must like sooner or later it's going to be like Razzle Frazzle is going to be the name of a band, which honestly is like a fine band name.
Razzle Frazzle.
Razzle Frazzle. Take it, please have it.
It's gonna be the greatest act in history. Razzle Frazzle.
Razzle Frazzle. I think we're going to end with some music. Stay tuned for Strike the Box up next. But Chris, thank you for coming on the show so much.
Thank you for having me on the show so much. This is probably
been a pleasure.
The last of it. And it's kind of sad.
I still haven't really processed that I'm going to have my last show soon. So,
yeah.
So you know.
I might cry.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me again.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for Chris. Thank you to Chris from Strike the Box for giving us this hour.
Yeah, because it was very, very sweet.
This is supposed to be his 2-hour show, and he gave this up to us so we can do
this. So stay tuned for that. And you've been listening to the Astro Hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And here is Blondie.
Cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet.